he really needs no introduction. The Lariat coach, Eric Burnett, and we definitely had him come on because of the new kind of climate we're dealing with. Eric runs during the summer Burnett Train Wrestling. It's a camp out in Milan, and he in talking to him, you know, Coach, I was talking to you earlier, and you kind of talked about being on calls with the state coaches and kind of talking about what you guys did to be able to wrestle safely and successfully over the course of the summer. So let's just kind of start with that. I mean, was there a brainstorming session? I mean, how did you guys kind of just sit down and start building the bones of how you were going to get this done this year?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for doing this again, and thank you to the sponsors and those that enable this to happen. We really appreciate what you guys do for our sport. So yeah, that was a collaboration with a lot of coaches. I wasn't necessarily in on a lot of the fact finding and things like that. Most of it started with our club being USA Wrestling. USA Wrestling had to open up, and that did not happen. That didn't happen until June. I want to say mid June. Our camps were moved back from June into July. Because we had to have everything ready, because not only are you looking at USA Wrestling, which holds our sanction, you also have local health departments, okay, and what we were going to be permitted to do. We worked really hard at preparing the building, at getting getting all the precautions set up, all of that stuff, you know, as far as marking off, 6-foot increments on the wall, and one of our we had the majority of our camps. All but one were out in Perrysburg at the Hive. So my brother and his coaches, they actually worked really hard at getting that building prepared. So we were able to mark the mat off as far as, where kids should be wrestling. You try to wrestle in pods. You know what I mean? You try to put kids in groups of four or five so that you can trace. You can trace who they're wrestling. Obviously, that limits our contact with a number of other individuals as well. And we worked with Guy Seiko from Defense Soap. We got a bunch of those wipes, Defense Soap wipes, that are in buckets, and you had stations throughout the room. We had five or six stations, depending on the camp, out in Perrysburg. And then when we moved the last camp to Milan, we did the same thing there. So we got either very lucky this summer, or maybe the kids were very good. Everybody was good about following protocol, and we had no cases throughout the summer. We ran, I think, 9 camps, 400 some kids came through, and we had no cases. And people were told to get a hold of us, if there would be a collateral case or something like that, and nobody reported any. But of course, that was back in the summer and fall.
Well, you and obviously you've talked to the different coaches around the state about it, and are a lot of people kind of picking up kind of what you guys did and kind of trying to roll with it into the high school season?
Yeah, I think high school wrestling coaches work together a lot. We talk a lot, and we try to get things figured out together. And then having some college connections help too. Because you're talking to college coaches about how they're actually running things, and as far as the pods and things like that, the pods of guys that are wrestling, college is different because typically the school day is broken up. Some kids won't have class until whatever time, so you can put groups of kids together in the morning. You could have a group of like 8 kids wrestling in the morning, and then come in later with a different group of 8 kids. In high school, it's a little more difficult to do that. So it's more or less spacing out around the room and trying to figure out exactly, who to keep over here and who to keep over there. So it's been a process, but even with that, the precautions, I mean, obviously right now with Lorain County being where we're at, I mean, it's daily. Obviously the protocols you're following, you're taking the temperatures, you're asking the questions when the kids come in, you're doing all the things that you're supposed to do. But it's still, we're asking a lot, and wrestling is a tough sport to begin with, and we ask the kids for a lot of commitment anyhow on a regular year. But this year, when you're asking kids to not socialize, to not hang out with their friends, to not go to even a small house party for fear of obviously their health, first and first and foremost, their health, but then for fear of what they can drag back into the wrestling room and impact their teammates. And, you know, we saw it this summer with the Cleveland Indians, right, with the incident with the pitchers and whatnot. And so we're asking our kids, hey, you got to be even more committed. And wrestling's already pretty tough, you know.
Have they responded well to that? Is that been, you know, do you notice some exhaustion coming from them? How do they respond to that?
They'd love to wrestle. So we don't have as many kids. Our numbers are down. Typically, we start the season with 43 kids, 42, 43. This year, we have 28, 29. Wow. And I think that, you know, the additional kids in the beginning when we had six or seven more may have said, oh, man, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? And rightfully so. I get it. But the ones that are coming are committed, as far as I can tell. You know, at Thanksgiving, you know, families are going to decide to do things. And kids sometimes don't have a lot of control, you know. So, but when it comes to their own social lives, I feel like our kids are working very hard at staying safe and keeping their teammates safe.
Well, obviously a big goal in wrestling is kind of, you know, building up to potentially, you know, winning something, winning a state championship, winning something big. And this pandemic took away the high school state tournament last year. Obviously, that's where it all started, right there. And freestyle and Greco, Fargo got taken away. Mm-hmm. As a coach, one of the hats you have to wear is kind of, you know, somebody who kind of, you know, talks to these kids and kind of walks them through that kind of pain and disappointment. How tough has it been the last, 7-8 months, starting right at the beginning with the high school season, the way it ended abruptly, up to, you know, just right now?
I think right now, the here and now is the most important, because, you know, wrestling is now, wrestling and basketball are winter sports, and they're now being impacted twice. Okay, and I think it's hard because obviously the ending was a bitter pill to swallow for our kids. Okay, but now here we are coming into the season, and it's almost like it's happening again. But what I like about our kids, and the kids that I've talked to about this, is wrestling is a release. Okay, and mental health is a big deal. It's a huge deal, right? Obviously physical health is important, but mental health. Like, I appreciate the fact that we're able to practice. Okay, that our kids can get in the room. In a weird way, I think they enjoy practice more now than they ever did before, because it is their outlet, it's their release, and it is their social time with one another. But even that's limited. You know what I mean? You can have four people in the locker room at one time. You know what I mean? And they take their showers and they got to get out of there, right? And it's just, so I think they're really enjoying their time in the room. You know, Saturday we had a completely voluntary practice on Saturday, because I wasn't going to make kids come in. And out of the 29 kids on the team, I think we had 20 some show up. You know what I mean? And this is on a holiday weekend, so wow. So they're having fun with it. They're working hard. They're enjoying it. You know, how well are they going to do this year? I don't know. You know what I mean? I just told them tonight when I left practice to come here that, you know, you control the controllables, right? And so there are things that they can control. Are they supposed to be lifting weights? Are they supposed to be dieting properly? Are they supposed to be doing their virtual schooling? All those things are controllables, and they told me that. They're controllables. Okay, are we going to wrestle next Saturday against Braxville? Well, it's on the schedule, right? But you can't worry about it. The coaching staff, we're going to set up practices, hopefully try to help the kids get ready to go. For that day, and for Thursday night, the 10th, if we wrestle that night. But it's their job to do what they need to do. It's their job to control what they can control. We'll set up the practices. We'll tell you what to do. You come in, you do it. Hopefully things will go well. If you don't want to do that, then maybe things won't go as well as you want.
Your assistant coach, you know, Jack Gillespie, sends us in the media a weekly update on the program. He is fantastic, and he gives us a lot of information. So, you know, obviously I've been kept up to date on the Elyria wrestlers and what they've been doing over the summer, but certainly the last few weeks leading into the high school season, a lot of preseason events and things like that. I know it's already tough to deal with, you know, your own facility out in Milan and out in Perrysburg at the Hive and things like this, where you have to make sure everything's safe and everything. But when these guys start traveling out of state to different places, and they're seeing different guys, and it's facilities that you're just hoping everything's done, how – I mean, again, you can't really control that, but is there extra nerves there? Are you kind of – what's the situation with those?
So, yeah, we actually shut down our youth practices and our junior high practices because once we get to the high school season, okay, once we get to the starting day of official high school practice, then the Burnett Train practices in the evening, whether they're at Elyria High School or Milan or Perrysburg, those are all junior high and youth. So, yeah, you're right. With all these junior high and youth kids traveling all over the country and then coming back, and we had a little bit of a break. So, there was one tournament this past weekend down in Marion. We weren't even sure how many of our guys were going to go. We were taking a team, but we weren't sure what we were going to do with that yet. And it was actually a really good weekend, or a whole week to just take off, right? Well, of course, cases in the meantime are spiking. So, My sister-in-law, my brother, and I spoke on the phone that Sunday, a week ago Sunday, and we talked about just shutting it down for a couple of weeks. Let's shut it down because, you know, you got to be careful when you have high school coaches that are teaching the youth kids that are coming from other parts of Northeast or Northwest Ohio. You have to be careful with that as well. And obviously those families have to be careful. So, yeah, we actually took a preemptive strike, I guess, for the lack of a better explanation, and just said, you know, we're going to shut that down for right now. It's supposed to be shut down for 2 weeks. Obviously, we're going to be following what's going on in this area, you know what I mean, just to see when it's going to be safe to go. Our people, our kids that wrestle and our parents are amazing. Like, they're amazing. Like, they understand, they get it, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate. You don't want to have to do that, but you know, you got to think about everybody's safety.
Well, obviously, like I said, you've talked to coaches around the state. There's probably a lot of local wrestling parents, wrestlers, wrestling fans kind of just listening in tonight or will be listening to the show, you know, in the future. What do you kind of say to them right now as far as we're heading into the high school season in this environment and just to kind of know that it can be done, you've done it, and you know, obviously there's got to be some hopefully some inspiration here.
Yeah, there should be some excitement. I mean, I'm seeing growth in our kids. I'm seeing kids that are following the process that are making improvements in the room. You know, when you get guys that are going to tournaments and they're doing a nice job there. Guys that went to the national tournament. You know, Trinsky and Norwood and those guys. Yeah, they saw some results. We had some other preseason stuff where the kids went and maybe they didn't win it, but we saw progress going on with them. So, yeah, there's no reason to not be excited right now. You know, but. You know, once again, you know, wrestling just teaches you so much, man. Sports in general, sports teach you so much about life and about just worrying about what you can control. And that's the big thing. You know, I don't want, and we talk daily about it. You know, don't come in and ask me what's going on with our schedule. I don't know. You know what I mean? We're trying to, you know, Coach Chidlaw, who's a volunteer coach with us right now, he's the architect of our schedule, right? And it's been insane. We've changed our schedule now so many times, but you can't get frustrated with it. You just got to kind of roll with it. And I think we're all in the same boat. Maybe we all have different roles. You know, parents have their role, kids have their role, we have our role. But to get, you know, to get crazy and frustrated over it, it's just not going to help anything.
We want to talk about the Elyria Pioneers. Obviously, this wrestling program, I've covered it for a long time. And last 5-6 years, this program's become a national, you know, ranked team. They've really stepped it up. Eric and his coaching staff is doing something special over there. So, Coach, let's kind of just you know, talk about you got some great guys coming back here. A lot of you know, high level guys, and it's going to be probably another special season. How excited are you to kind of see some of these guys, you know, back in action and see what they can do this year?
Yeah, I mean, we have some. Obviously, the guys that are coming back, you know, from last year. You know, Jake and Enrique and JoJo and Nate. You know, Peyton Fenton. You know, we got guys like Trinsky. Trinsky got hurt last year. Eric Trinsky. He just won a national championship at freshman sophomore nationals a few weeks ago. So, and JoJo Norwood was third. At that event. So in addition to the older guys, you know, Brandy Crawford, a returning senior, you know, we have some younger guys, you know, Luke Chaholsky, is a freshman. Connor Holm is a freshman. You know, we had a kid move here, Connor Burris. He's a senior. He's tough. So we have some new faces, you know what I mean, that I'm looking forward to watching. And I know they're grinding. I know they're doing a good job in the room right now. So, you know, it's just one of those things to see. Once again, I know it's a boring thing to say, but it comes down to the process and the progress. And if it, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But we're pretty excited.
I assume nobody's more excited than those handful of guys who really kind of had about as heartbreaking an ending to last season as possible. You have multiple state qualifiers, guys, you know, that would have been wrestling there on there for the first time, Colin Noel. Your son, Nate Burnett, had just a fantastic draw. I really saw a good path for him into the state final. But those guys, I assume, are really, really chomping at the bit to get back in this and get back on the mats.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I mean, you know, Colin had a couple of weekends this year. He went to a tournament and he wrestled and didn't have a great tournament. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, went to another tournament, which was even tougher, and ended up winning, like, two or three matches. But it wasn't even what he won. It's how much better he looked. So, you know, he had kind of spun things around mentally and physically and was like, let's go. And that was really cool to see. So, you know, you got a lot of guys that are grinders. I mean, you know, Isaac Pedraza, you know, he's back this year, and he's making a move. He's trying to get to another weight class that he hasn't wrestled in a while, and so he's been working on his weight. And you know, Riley Banyas is back this year after a successful year last year, and she had some good off-season stuff, competitions. So, you know, it's just exciting. It's just, you know, the kids, they have to prepare to compete, and they can't worry about when they're going to compete, if that makes sense. So yeah. As long as they're doing that, then I think things will jump off okay.
You've mentioned, you know, old faces, new faces within the program. Have you noticed those new faces catching on to things fairly quickly? And I'm sure that leadership from those returners have a lot to do with that, if so.
Yeah, we're hoping to have that leadership. You know what I mean? That's what you want. And so far, it's been okay. It's been, you know, especially, you know, guys like Evans and Enrique are stepping up. And, you know, because of COVID, you can't drink out of the water fountain in the room. All right, so we're bringing in cases of water for the kids that maybe forgot their water that day or whatnot. So now the seniors are starting to take it upon themselves, or the older guys, saying, hey, pick up these water bottles. Because the first couple of nights there were water bottles everywhere, and it was just a mess, you know. And so things like that, when guys aren't getting ready fast enough between drills, you know, some of the it's not even just the older guys. Some of the more experienced guys are saying, come on, let's go, get ready, let's get going. And, you know, that's a beautiful thing to watch. You know what I mean? Regardless of the results, when you see guys that are trying to pull each other up, it's good. And so far, it's been cool. And I do think that some of the newer guys on the team are embracing that.
One of the nice things I've been watching over the last couple of years, and it probably goes hand in hand with that national ranking, and I'm sure the national ranking also helps in this, is Division I recruits. I mean, that it's just unbelievable the way Larry has churned them out. You guys have put out another 2-3. Obviously, your older son, Mick, is now wrestling as a freshman at Pitt. Just amazing story every time. I think half the stories I'm writing about Elyria now are college commitments.
Mm-hmm.
How kind of awesome is that as a coach and as kind of, you know, almost like a father, well, a real father figure to a couple of them and a father figure to most of these guys, to see that kind of a, you know, thing happen in your program?
Yeah, I mean, whatever division you wrestle, or whatever division, I shouldn't say that, whatever division you participate in any college sport, it could be NAIA, it could be Division III, it could be Division II, whatever it is, you better love it. You better love your sport, okay? If you don't, you're not going to have the success you want. Two, you got to be ready to grind. You got to be ready and willing to grind. I mean, you're supposed to be studying. You're supposed to be at this workout, that workout. Once again, you got to love your sport. We've been fortunate. We have kids right now that we have kids wrestling everywhere, whether it's Division II, Division III, you know, Ball and Wallace, Tiffin, you know, Pitt, Rutgers. I mean, the list goes on, you know, Lake Erie. So, but any division that you wrestle, you're going to have to love your sport. And I think our kids are fortunate because they do have that passion. You know, and if they don't, you know, if you see something in there that maybe is not quite right, it's our job as coaches to say, hey, are you sure you want to do this? You know, and it's worked out okay for most of our kids so far. Obviously, we have a lot of kids in college right now, so we'll see how it goes for them. You know, hopefully they'll continue to do what they need to do.
One of the coolest things about the kind of rise of the Elyria program throughout the years has been the upgrades in those schedules. And obviously, disappointing, I'm sure, for you and for the kids to hear some of these big events, the Ironman at Walsh Jesuit, Beast of the East, which you guys have done for several years now and, at the University of Delaware, and even the state duels where you guys were the Division I state runner-up last year, all canceled due to this pandemic. A lot of the other tournaments are having to make adjustments and limit the amount of teams. You know, 45, 50 teams in a field are just things of the past anymore. How tough has that to deal with? And it's got to be a fluid situation trying to find ways to get these guys on the mat this year.
I think fluid is the operative word, man, because, like, you know, we've already revamped our schedule now, countless times, just trying to figure out what we're going to do. And so like right now, Braxville went from having 40-some teams to this year they're going to try to do it. They're going to try to run an 18-team one-day tournament. And, of course, that's going to depend on local guidelines and things like that and health departments and whatnot. But they're set to do it right now. But that took a lot of work. You know what I mean? And they creativity as well. So we're hoping that's going to jump off, because that's probably going to be, you know, other than the postseason, that's going to be the biggest tournament we're going to be in this year. Dual meets, you know, right now we're looking at quads and double duels and things like that. So I don't know. You know, once again, I have to follow my own advice I'm giving to the kids, and I have to control the controllables and just, you know, hopefully help train these kids and get them ready for whatever we get to do.
And I really like the fact that the Coaches Association, the State Coaches Association, which stepped up last year and created a girls' state tournament, which Riley Banias, who was a freshman at Elyria, finishes the state runner-up there, has gone ahead and brought back that old-style kind of dual format, bringing eight teams in. Elyria's already one of those teams. Are you kind of excited about that event as well?
Yeah, you're always excited about state. You know what I mean? It's just for the opportunities that your kids get. And the cool thing about the dual meet state tournaments is, you know, you have kids on your team. And sometimes there are kids that may not wrestle for an individual state medal. But if they have a shot at being at the state tournament with their team, you know, that's very cool. We had kids last year on our team. And I know our team took second and it wasn't first. But second in the state is pretty good. And we had kids on our team that didn't make it to the individual state tournament, but yet they got medals. You know what I mean? They got state runner-up medals that they'll have that for the rest of their lives. You know, and I just think that's a really cool thing for the kids on a team that are contributing every day, but maybe aren't necessarily the superstars.
Coach, long-term for the sport here, and you know, every sport has to try and battle with this pandemic, but you mentioned the lower numbers this year. Do you think that could be a long-term problem with wrestling? Do you think that, you know, wrestling can bounce back from this pandemic as other sports are going to try and have to do? How do you see this playing out?
I think it's going to be, and I'm not heavily educated on this, but I think it's going to rely on people's points of view. Okay, when the vaccine comes out, if there are people that are sketchy and they're sketched out and they don't want to take the vaccine, then I don't know what that does. You know, and once again, I'm not educated enough on there to really even say, but I think the closer that we get back to having just normalcy, you know what I mean, where you don't have to worry about your kid contracting something that he could bring home, and hopefully, you know, I'm hearing things here and there that maybe by May or June things could be closer being back to normal, and I think the closer we get to that, I think the better off we're going to be. I don't think wrestling is. I know it was, you know, diminishing in popularity for a while, but I haven't seen that trend get worse. You know what I mean? So I there's no reason for me to think that wrestling can't bounce back. Once again, a lot of it's going to depend on what happens with this disease. It's, you know, and then once again, once things are kind of a little more ready to go, what are going to be, you know, people's opinions on what they want to do with that, you know? So,
Coach, we already talked about the roster, and this year is going to be different. Talk about the seniors, obviously. Kyle Noel, Brandon Crawford, we mentioned, but Enrique Munguia and Jake Evans are two of the best in the country, nationally ranked guys. The senior season is supposed to be something special, and this year it's going to be definitely special. But we don't know what it's going to look like. Is that a worry that these guys might have a different, not as the kind of senior season that you might hope, or at this point you just make it do the best you can with what you got?
Yeah, well, right there. Yeah, okay, you got to do the best you can with what you got. But everything has perspective. When you're looking at Jake, he didn't get any of the recruiting process, right? He didn't get to go to these campuses. He didn't get to go see any. He was in the middle of making his choice. I mean, it was his junior year last year, and other guys are already doing this and doing that. And then even in the off season, some guys committed, right? And Jake never really got to go visit. His trip to Indiana, where he ended up committing, not on that trip, but his mom and dad jumped in a car and went down to Bloomington and just kind of walked around campus down there. So he didn't get any of that, you know, experience. And that's what these kids, I mean, they don't live for that experience, but that's a big part of what they do, you know? And so here he was without that experience. And then once again, ended up being the right situation for him. But, you know, you got some kids that just didn't get to look around. Bryce Allison, you know, he went to Tiffin and he loves it there, but Tiffin was the only campus he had been on, because everything was shut down and he couldn't go to any other places. Enrique, his situation worked out really well for him because Kent State was his favorite anyhow. So they had a nice package for him. Everything, you know, kind of gelled there. But once again, he didn't get to make a bunch of the visits. So everybody's making the best with what they can. You know, Colin's got some great opportunities right now that he's weighing some options collegially. So whether it's NAIA or NCAA Division III, whatever, but they're all good. So, but it's been unconventional the whole way. Nothing's been the normal route.
Well, that's a pretty good word there, Coach, unconventional. no doubt about it. This year has been nothing short of crazy. Yeah, here's to hoping everybody can just get through this, and however long this lasts, we can all get through this safely. I tell you what, Coach, we really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for the insight, not only what you guys have going on over there at Elyria, but wrestling as a whole.
I know.
Very tough to try and get this done, but it can be done.
Yeah.
I think that much has been made clear to this point, so we appreciate the time.